Well, I'd be darned. I went over an hour, guys, so Anchor cut me. Sorry, so I don't know where I stopped. But anyway, for better or worse, here is today's recording. Love and peace. Good morning, pilgrims and travelers on a funny path of life. 12:11 on a glorious day. As you can see, I wasn't rushing to start my day. But in all fairness, I just finished mopping the whole house, so I chose to do something else, to kind of not to procrastinate, not because I wanted to procrastinate, because I was gonna go, but to give more time for the sun to come out, let's just say. No rush. Anyway, but now everything is done, my whole practice is done. Listen to some Bill Burr. I think as I'm kind of running out of the English speaking one, the proof with Simon Hill, I'm finding it more and more dry as time goes. So I have a feeling that it's going to be harder. It will have to be a really exciting episode, or the topic of the chat will have to really be exciting for me to stick with it, or the guest. But many of the scientists are quite dry as far as I'm concerned. Some are just, oh my goodness, David, there's some people, Katz, David Katz, I mean, even Neil Barnard, and they, there's something, they have some spices. And to me, that makes a big difference. It makes it enjoyable, and when you have topics like scientific, which to me are challenging anyway, to kind of stay with it when they go down those rabbit holes, that makes a difference. The science itself is not enough for me. Anyway, so I might, I might kind of check out and maybe just, small doses. I might just do it like at breakfast, or because I kind of want it to be light, and check him out. But I do enjoy, some of his, anyway, it's kind of I would almost call him a modern version of George Carlin, because he's kind of, it's kind of it's introspective on some stuff. It doesn't just, his humor is his humor. I mean, that's a craft in and of itself. You can't take the topics of the humor with the humor and put them in the same bag. Those are two different things. So I still think he's a great stand-up comedian. His topics are kind of really weird. It's kind of like Joe Rogan, being funny and having great material. They don't have to be compatible. As far as I'm concerned, for me to appreciate it, I do appreciate the funny. I have a funny bone. But anyway, so well, sorry, I was just listening. Gravidanza or gestazione. I was learning Italian, the lexicon about pregnancy. So pregnancy, gestation, I guess it would be the same in English, but I forgot the other one. Gravidanza. Interesting. That's being pregnant, the period of time when a woman is pregnant. Anyway, so on today's I can hear the music. Today is Andalusia Day, so 28th of February, and no, I have no interest whatsoever to go down there and to take part in the festivities. It's just yeah, I know enough. So, wow, it looks pretty dry actually here. So, gonna go on that this bad boy here. I'm not sure what I'll do when I get to the top. There is an option for me to go left, make it longer, and kind of having a dropping and then going up again. So I'm not sure. I'll see. I'll play it by ear. Anyway, it's a beautiful day. It was very chilly this morning, around 2. But then tomorrow is supposed to be like 4, and I think it's going to be between 4 and 6 for the next week. So I don't think it's going to, well, it doesn't matter, but the trend looks up anyway. So a couple of things. Funny, my chapstick yesterday, I thought I left it at home, but I hid it in my pocket and it came off. Second time I'm losing a chapstick. And I didn't realize it fell in my pocket. I thought I left it home when I realized it wasn't in my pocket. But to my surprise, as I walked, I just saw this exploded chapstick, which again, it doesn't take much real estate, right? But somehow a car destroyed it, and it was mine. It was like, holy crap, it was there. Anyway, so I went to buy one yesterday, but they didn't have it. Anyway, so I'll have to wait. My lips are going to dry a little bit, and then we'll see tomorrow what I'll do about that. But something that I forgot to bring up yesterday is that today is day number 3 of me not checking WhatsApp. So, you know, my notification I turned off. hold on. To turn on, you wouldn't say desencender. Encender or to enable. Permitir notificaciones. What's the word that I'm looking for? To enable. But anyway, it doesn't matter. Bottom line, I'm on my 3rd day. You know, it's not like people can reach me. I'm not on Do Not Disturb. So if somebody wants to call me, they can. But I'm going to play with that for a while to have this thing off. You know, I'm not pending on anything. There's no crucial reason why through WhatsApp I could only get some form of communication. And me, you know, being aware that at a time when I'm bored or whatever, I go through that thing to see, oh, you know, is there somebody, you know? So, anyway, so it's interesting, you know, it's day number 3. And it hasn't been that hard at all, actually. Interesting enough, I even had the itch, you know, to check. Of course, I don't do, you know, none of the social media and the other stuff. So it might play a role, you know, that's kind of like a, what do you call it, a rolling effect? How's the name for it? When you have more than one thing, there's a compounding effect, you know, when you're doing more than one thing that you hooked onto the device, you know, they talk about that, the whole social media life where you get so many beeps, you know, that you start to build up this kind of a relation to that machine to feel a certain way because, you know, you get that happy hormones, I guess, endorphin kicking in when you're here because it could be many things. So anyway, so not sure how long, but as far as the foreseeable future is concerned, I don't see any reason to have it on. This is only one, it's some hype. Well, actually, if anybody, you know, they can just, if you can text somebody on WhatsApp, you can call them. So push come to shove, it's not a big deal. You know, kind of funny being on that end. I remember with Matthew, the guy from California, you know, when I would communicate with him, because he had Telegram, or I forgot what else, some other one. Marco, I forgot the name of it. He had something else. And I'm like, dude, I'm not going to be adding another thing. You know, I'm on WhatsApp. That's it. I'm not doing anything else. And so sometimes I would send message, and it would take him a while to sometimes even get it, and I would not understand. You know, so I might be on the other receiving end of this one here. Anyway. Anyway. Whew. So I had a great nap yesterday. Cooked amazing rice. It's amazing that I'm at 2.5 times the water to the rice to get that kind of gooey. It's a maybe touch gooier, but I really like it to be sticky. Almost like a sushi. Texture actually. Well, actually, yeah, I could have used that for that. Anyway, so had a great lunch, great nap, of course, great nap. And then I went to the store to get the chapstick, but they didn't have any, so I have to wait. And then I went back up to the library where I checked Napoleon with Joaquin Phoenix. I don't know, just after, I don't know, 30 minutes or so, I realized it's not that bad. It's Ridley Scott, you know. I was thinking, you know, I want some kind of action type piece, you know, along with the historical. And my goodness, I mean, you know, he's one of the Michael Bay, Ridley Scott. I mean, those are the guys, you know, that you would, I guess Michael Mann could be another one, you know, to do that. But, yeah, I realize yeah, it's not that interesting. So I moved on. And then I got a hold of that documentary with Giannis, this NBA for the Bucks, for the Milwaukee Bucks, NBA player that comes from very humble means in Greece, initially from in Nigeria, but moved on very earlier on in Greece with his family looking for a better life. And so, and I quite enjoy him. I'm enjoying it. You know, I've watched about half of it. So it's actually quite long. As far as a sports documentary, it's a one piece. It's almost an hour and 50 minutes, of course, with the credits. Huh? But yeah, normally they don't. They go an hour, maybe an hour and 20. That's about the length for sports stuff. So anyway. And of course, you know, I mean, this guy is big. His family is very, very important to him. It's actually central to his life. So, you know, it's kind of portraying that person. And I mean, he does sound, you know, like a nice guy. But there is this kind of, to me, between the line message, you know, that's kind of saying that's right. That makes him a good person. And that I don't agree. I think some people cannot avoid to do what they're doing, whether it be Gandhi or the Summer of Sam, the Zodiac Killer. You know, those guys, they just can't help it. And then we choose to say, well, that should be aspired to and that should not. And I'm not debating that point in terms of, you know, which direction are you going. I think for most people, it's not even really a choice, you know, living in a society, you know, in civilization. It goes without saying that there is the appreciation, you know, of the necessity of being in there and all of all the people that you're going to be leaning on to survive, because nobody is an island to himself. And so I think it's built in us, you know, to be that social creature, you know, to want to please, to want to be accepted, to belong. I think it's survival. I don't think it's moral right. I think it's just evolutionary smart. But morality is, you know, more and more, I'm finding hard to use that word, you know, because it's almost like if you're going to talk about morality, that would suppose an understanding of it. And I feel like if you are a human being having a normal human experience, you have your biases, you know, you have your slanted and everything, you have your tribalism, you know, your family, you know, whatever it is that you belong to. And that shapes it. It has nothing to do with morality. It has to do with kind of an egocentric understanding of life and then somehow slapping that on top of it. And the fact that you could have many, many, many people, you know, adhering to the same ideas, it doesn't make them bad. And more than likely, it's a good thing. And that's more likely the way the world goes anyway, you know. But it doesn't make it morally right, you know. I don't know. It's like, is it even necessary? I'm thinking of Ricky Gervais talking about, you know, living a good life and him saying, why do I need God to live a good life? You know, why isn't it enough to do good? Because it's good. Why isn't that enough? And so, you know, you live the life that you do because, well, that's the one that makes sense to you. And I'm sure you can talk to a lot of people that have battled with all kinds of addiction, unhealthy, quote-unquote, behaviors for so long, and they just can't get the upper end, you know? There is such a simplistic way to intellectually look at it and make sense of it, or saying you have a weak will, or, you know, it's just a weak person, or, you know, I don't know. You don't have to agree. You don't have to allow somebody to do certain things, which again, in society, we do that. We've decided those things are not acceptable. And depending on the gravity of where that rule is being broken, then you're going to be dealt with accordingly. I have no problem with that. But that has nothing to do with morality. I think morality, I think, ceases to be morality when it leaves the individual. And maybe there is this kind of feeble attempt of the individual to want to collectively label it. And I think once it leaves the individual, whatever, that's interesting, as I'm saying that, I realize I'm finding myself having to define, because individual morality is that kind of compass that we have internally that kind of dictate, you know, or that can put a plus or minus on things. And maybe, I guess, the idea of individual morality has more to do with emotional state, you know, an engineered emotional state to kind of make us behave a certain way, or, you know, if we choose to accomplish a certain goal, or if we say something that we want, it kind of sets itself in motion to kind of try to help us achieve that goal, you know, through pluses and minuses. I'm not sure, but I don't find it that useful, the term morality, and to have the moral high ground to believe that. I'm hoping that I might be able to ask, you know, if I ever get into, when and if I ever get into a conversation with somebody or a debate, to ask them, do you believe that what you believe is the right thing, that people should believe that, or that it's just your opinion? And then if the person tells me, no, I believe that's right, it's not a subjective matter. And I'm like, well, good, then it's better for us not to enter into that, because we're looking at it differently. I hope, you know, that I can be aware enough, responsible enough to actually say that. Because somebody who feels that is right, to me, it's just not interesting. Not interesting. So anyway, so for me, I feel like there is something behind the curtain about using this guy, possibly because there is some bad rep about the NBA players. You know, there've been things happening, there's change in the culture, kind of hip-hop gangster, kind of, you know, a lot of tattoo and the more rebellious instead of the honorable, outstanding citizen. I mean, you have to say, you know, Michael Jordan was really the perfect poster child. And I think that that's who he was, actually. I really don't think that's what he did, what he had to do in order to fit. I think that was just him, but, you know. And that's why LeBron James would never reach that. He didn't have a class. And, you know, to be an athlete, yeah, it's one thing to have the physical performance to dominate, you know, to be so good. But it's not just that that makes an athlete. Not that I know much about the track record. I think he's just killing it. LeBron James is quite old as far as basketball player. Kind of like Tom Brady for football, but he's still kicking it, you know, and better. It looks like he's aging better than Michael Jordan. So he's a physical beast, but, you know, and I think that's a great term, actually, a physical beast, but not a great athlete. I don't know, to me anyway. So yeah, Michael Jordan was just beautiful poster child for the NBA. You know, he was a golden boy, the golden goose. And he really was, actually. Yeah, nowhere did the LeBron James do for the NBA what Michael Jordan did. And you could say, well, in all fairness, I mean, the exposure of the NBA now, how much greater can it be? But regardless, point is, without digressing too much. So anyway, so there's this guy, you know, coming from a very touching story. Living very poor, having to start to work around 4 years old to sell knickknacks with his parents, you know, for them to survive, having a hard life, and then somehow starting to get into basketball and getting enamored with the NBA, and then starting to get into it, and out of nowhere, it just exploded on the scene, and then the Bucks came and snatched him. And so I'm kind of there. But it's enjoyable, you know, it is touching. Definitely feel touched by it. Actually, speaking of that, it makes me wonder because, you know, after having met Pilar, with her, I got into those spaces where I would cry, you know? I would be emotionally open and vulnerable with her. And yeah, of course, it was painful, but I loved it too. It was like to be that vulnerable emotionally. And I have to say, I don't know, you know, if I am repressing or what, but I mean, that is so far from me. You know, I feel at times, you know, there are music or things that I watch, you know, that I feel touched by and I can feel something moving, but I never get to the crying. Though I feel that it could lead to that, but it just doesn't. And I was thinking about that. Like, I don't know. Hey, La Cueva, La Cueva, just passing it. So, I wanted to let you know I'm actually in t-shirt. So, it's cool, but it's like 1 hour ago, I could not have done that. It would have been too cold. But now it's, and of course, I'm going up. So, it's definitely manageable. I'm already getting some sweat. So, anyway, so that was that. Got back at the house, did my kanji, and then read a bunch of The Bastard of Istanbul, where those two female are bonding and spending time together. And they're now going to the tattoo parlor to meet an Armenian man. Because Armanush, I think it's Armanush. Armanush is Armenian. So there's this thing about what the Turk did to the Armenian in 1915. Apparently it's a genocide that seems to be denied, or I think I've heard about that. It's not really recognized or appreciated. So those people are kind of like dragging that suffering, you know, that duelo, the grieving with them. Anyway, so enjoying. I also got a hold of Fight Club, and I had to do screenshots. But fortunately, it's only 156 pages, so it wasn't too bad. And I realized as I was taking shots, I could catch words here and there, and I was like, I could place it in a movie. And I was like, oh my goodness, it looks like they paraphrase quite a bit in a movie from the book. Huh. Anyway, so that will be more than likely after I'll be reading Fight Club, something that I've thought for a while. And I couldn't find like just a PDF. That's the best format. Normally, you can find like an EPUB or PDF and just slide it to your library and it just moves the whole book, but it doesn't always work. Anyway, so I got a few books. I'm not finding as much with Thomas Merton, so yeah, I'm pretty sure that this one is going to go away when I'm done. But I've read it, I think, 3 or 4 times by now. So, you know, I gave it a good run for its money. But it's, yeah, it's not telling me. It's not talking to me like before. I really felt touched by it before, in a way that I do not now. Anyway. And Vivekananda, I mean, I don't see myself stopping. So, like I say, this one is a long way. It's going to take a long time to finish it. Maybe a couple of years, because it just, it's not the kind of reading that you can just slide through. I'm not a kind of reader anyway, but for me, to read like around one page at a time, or maybe two, that's about it at once, you know. But I like some of his point of view talking about, basically, it brings definitely the idea of non-judgment about everybody else, that, you know, it's all part of the dance. That everybody's trying to do the same thing, and I'm a believer in that. So, you know, that kind of corroborates my own beliefs. So, you know, it's not because it's right, but because it's right for me. And to each his own. But I like a lot of what he says. Get the full pack on this morning. Yeah, I'm not feeling anything on the lower back, so whatever that kink was is gone. It's come and gone. Yeah, it's pretty dry here. But you could have come here yesterday, but So we'll see tomorrow. Well, it doesn't matter. Why am I bringing up tomorrow? But as far as today, as far as, you know, where I am, again, lots of gratitude. That's really mostly, yeah, lots of gratitude. I want to bring that word up and up and up again. At times, it can be so easy to brush it off. Say, yeah, of course, I'm grateful, you know. Of course, it's amazing, you know, where I am as I'm saying that, on that beautiful climb in my backyard, just about, you know, almost all the time to myself, you know, the food that I have access to, you know, the kitchen, the stove, everything, everything, you know. I'm really, really grateful, you know, for this place. And of course for Pilar. So, and I guess it's kind of nice also to express this way my gratitude toward her, you know, kind of in a non lustful, non sensual way, just to another human being, from one of them, you know. It's taking me a long time to not have that part of the discourse when I thought of her. And you know, to finally come to that place. Anyway, so today is Wednesday, eh? So next week, spring will more than likely be here. So I think really, really, really nice weather is going to start to hit us next week. And so more than likely not this weekend, but the next one, I'll know that by tomorrow, by Friday or so. And then I invite the guys to come over to do the meal. And I realize I'm going to change a couple of things. I'm not going to do the rice with the lentil bean chili. I will do the rice pudding because I'm going to do the rice pudding. So it makes no sense, unless it's for me, to have rice and rice. So I'll make the toast with the hummus, my bell pepper hummus, and your guacamole, and then the chili, and then the rice pudding. Yeah, and just water. It'll be water to drink. There'll be no soft drink, none of that. And then we'll see if it fits, if it works for them, you know, to do that day. It doesn't matter which day, actually, for me. My goodness. But actually today, right now, it's actually, there's no wind. I mean, you have a slight breeze, but it's not like yesterday. You know, it's, it actually feels warmer than I expected it to. And we are about here getting to the top. I think my breathing has become less labored, you know. I mean, definitely here I'm coming to the top and the legs are fresh. So I think I'm really, really sinking in that kind of technique of finding a very nice, sustainable pace upward. And same thing for the downhill, to shorten your instep. Well, for different reason, actually. On the uphill, because it requires less power, you know, the closer your legs are. And on the downhill is because you relieve your knees. So for different reasons. Anyway, are you in the shade here? You can definitely feel cooler. Whew, beautiful. Beautiful day. And this is really a beautiful trail. I'm looking at the pine trees. I can hear the wind howling in the canyon. And then the rocks littered, those yellow flowers. Yes, it's going to be those funky leaves. Kind of look like lamb's ear texture, but they're round. They're very small, nothing like the shape of lamb's ear. But it's going to have this purple flower. All those purple lilies have come and gone, but the yellow, oh, there's one here. But there's a lot of yellow one. and maybe a couple of springs here happening because it was just blooming like crazy before. So with all the rain we've had, I think it's definitely going to promote a luscious spring here. But what do I know? And there is Jamilena below, Torredon Jimeno, a quarry in the distance, and those little bumps, hills covered with olive trees, ad nauseum. Yeah, I really do feel gratitude. I really, it just feels right. It's weird. Even though, you know, even last night when I went to bed, I was kind of being a little excited about the idea of leaving all that behind, and let's see what's going to happen. You know, it feels right. You know, it's not like in and of itself going to maybe leaving Italy for Spain, which is more likely what's going to happen, and going to France, Italy, because, well, unless something else happens, I don't plan to stay in France longer than I have to. But, you know, going to Italy and then finding my way to Greece, maybe I'll be in Italy, I don't know. But it feels good. It's like, and it's also so simple, I've talked about it, but there's nothing else. You know, this is it. This is my business plan. It's what, to me, that's what's in the cards for the foreseeable future. You know, there's nothing holding me back anymore in Spain. And I guess, I don't know, maybe it's, could that be the spirit of adventure again? You know, but it's not like I believe that Italy or Greece, you know, have anything special. I just think it's just time to move on, and that's kind of the next best thing, right? Because given the right circumstances, I could easily see myself living here for the rest of my life in Spain. Who cares? Spain, Italy, France, United States. To me, it doesn't matter. You know, where I feel right is where it matters. And I don't know how to discard that. I don't know how to have those other things be more important than how I feel, you know? I just don't know. So, and of course, I'm not in a place of need, you know? I'm not in dire straits. So, oh, little segue, quick segue here. I swear I thought Mark Knopfler was German. This fucker is English. So many good English musicians. But I would have sworn, even his voice, I thought it was German. Anyway, back to, of course, saying Dire Straits brought that on. I really like him. I think he's a very nice guitarist. I like a lot of his early stuff. But anyway, so, but, you know, at the same time, being here, really enjoying being here, kind of feeling like there's a part of me kind of warming up in the back, you know, kind of like, but at the same time, you know, there's no rush and it's not diminishing. It's not saying, okay, let's just, you know, hold out here for as long as we can and we'll move on to do what we really want because that's where the good stuff is. No, it's both. I really enjoy it here. I really, really do, you know. And I have to be honest, it's like, I am quite happy by myself. Or, you know, if I was to have some kind of a relationship, I've kind of brought that word up. Sorry for children. What child would be listening to this podcast? Like, who is listening to this podcast? But, you know, like a fuck buddy, foy amigo in Spanish. Foyar means to fuck. Well, actually, I don't know what the difference between follar y echar un polvo, because it's an expression to make powder, to make dust. anyway, it means to fuck. I think it had to do with smoking. I forgot exactly some of the roots cause of the etymology of that expression. But anyway, but yeah, it was like, you know, giving the right person. I mean, it couldn't just be for the sex, but somebody, you know, with whom I could really get along. And, you know, this thing would be fun. You know, I could be silly myself, you know. explorative, and then but then they would build that space in between, kind of like, I don't know, maybe like a couple of times a month, you know, or maybe once a week, you know, and have all that space. And I could see that, actually. But yeah, I, unless a person would become my everything, no, I really do value my time, what I do, you know, how I take care of myself, and yeah, my space. Like, even thinking of one family, I mean, they're very nice, you know, I feel very comfortable with them, but it's like, I mean, I will ask them, you know, to come. I'm not sure I'm going to be, well, I may still reach out once in a blue moon to Juan if he wants to come on a walk. But to go there to hang out and, I don't know, just to hang out and to talk about nothing or whatever, it's just like so cliche. It's like, no, I would rather be on my own and be a little bored than to, yeah, that doesn't make sense. It's not worth the entry price here. Que new, the entrance, the Nyugaku school entry. Sorry, some kanji that I'm working on that are finally settling in. I'm going to throw them at you just for the heck of it. So, biology, setsugaku, no? Setsugaku? Seibutsugaku, oh my goodness, Seibutsugaku biology. Geology, Chishitsugaku. Then we have geography, Chiri. Then history, Rekishigaku. Then we have, okay, so here's a weird one. So you have medical science, Igaku, because Isha is a doctor. Then you have a weird one between science and chemistry, because it's the same, it's kagaku, but the kanji is different. That's how come you know them. And there are a few of those words in Japanese, either, you know, because of the context or by reading because of the kanji. And then you have a butsurigatsu, which is physics. And then you had a sha, which makes it a physicist or biologist or other like. So it's quite straightforward when it comes to that. So yeah, geologists, geography, chemistry, anyway. So it's been fun. It's been really being hammered by the repetition, but it helps and it works. There are a bunch of things now that I'm sure I'm going to forget them, but they won't be as remote. They won't be as hard to retrieve, I have a feeling. So it really pays off the volume if you can afford it. Somebody was talking yesterday on a podcast about surfing in Tenerife and saying, you know, it's not really expensive in equipment, but it's expensive in time, you know. And the way that I do those things, for sure, with the languages, you know, it's not, I guess it's not efficient like I do many things, you know. Anyway, wow, this is an amazing day. Gee whiz, I wasn't expecting it. I wasn't even sure. I thought it might have gotten a little bit more cool than that today, but it's fine. It's gonna be even a little warmer tomorrow. And I think we're going to drop again by Saturday or something like that. And then starting Monday, Tuesday, it's going to be coming back up. Anyway, so it's nice to have the house clean. We'll see about the windows. I may do a wiping, a clean to get all that dirt. So when I have my clean rag to do the vinegar solution, I do not get that dirty and then get smudges on the window panels. And los cristales de las ventanas. I think you call them cristales. Anyway. So, but there's really, you know, the 6th of March, I have, no, hold on. My goodness. It's next week. Wow. Is it really? Gee whiz. Next week is when I have the inspection. I thought it was, wow, what time is flying? It's Wednesday, it's next Tuesday or whatever. The first is what, Thursday? So 8th, so it's Tuesday. Next Tuesday is the inspection. Wow, I'd be darned. I be doing? Anyway, so I may switch around next week and do my long walks on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Oh, sounds like we have dirt bikes. Yeah, I can hear them. Some in the distance, some that could be heading my way. But at least they're in front of me. I don't have to look behind my back. So I was also thinking of maybe, I don't know, maybe looking at NPR for my morning to listen to news. I don't know how long that would last, but I could try that, you know, while I'm having breakfast. I have a feeling that the whole beer bar is not going to be that sustainable. I mean, like I say, it's funny, but his ranting is pretty kind of repetitive. You know, it's after a while, it's gonna fade a little bit. It's gonna wilt, shall I say? It's just once in a while I like his stand-up. I like the rhythm. I like his joke. His jokes are good. He's funny, for me. I enjoy him. And he has that kind of like George Carlin was a little too angry for me. Doug Stanhope a little too self-destructive, too self-deprecating, just too self-hating to me. But Bill Burr is a little bit of that kind of at times insight. He has a way to articulate things, which is not that bad, you know. Sometimes I'm like, I coincide. I'm like, yeah, I can. Actually, I'm going from the Spanish here, coincidir, right? Kind of agree or I concur, but I think you could say coinciding. I think that could be used in that way. Anyway, yeah, you happen to be in the same lane as somebody else's idea, you know? Yeah, I coincide with you. Whether or not it's being said, I think people could be like, yeah, I can see how you could use it that way. So coincidir. So. And I used to remember with George Carlin, there was some stuff, and it was kind of like, you know, his spiel on religion, on some stuff. It's just like, it's not like whether you agree with the fellow or not, but it's like, it's an interesting point. It's like, I never thought about it that way. And it's like, how nice that somebody, through the humor, you know, makes you think of something differently or bring a different point of view that you never thought of in an entertaining way. It's quite something. It's quite endearing. And in a way, for me, George Carlin remained the best. You know, I don't know about George Pryor. It just doesn't work for me. You know, I've liked some of Chris Rock quite a bit. Dave Chappelle, I used to be quite a fan, but, you know, what can I say? I'm not black, so the whole black thing, racing after a while, it kind of gets tiring to me. It gets old. I understand if I was black, how that would be different, but I am not. But he still has some very good joke, but his last stand-up, it was just like, felt like a fucking lecture. It was like, it wasn't that funny. There was some funny stuff, but most of it wasn't. So for me, the GOAT is George Carlin because... he was quite angry as he got older. I mean, his material, definitely angry, but funny. He was still funny, you know, in an angry way, which is an interesting style. Really, the guy was quite angry. And I think possibly the hypocrisy in society, the intellectual hypocrisy possibly pissed him off. Full of shit. You know, the whole salesman, the corporation, the kind of what you're being told, you know, the kind of all that stuff just really was annoying to him. And he was kind of a stickler when it came to words and meaning. And in a way, I could relate to that. I can, actually, because I am a stickler with some words. Anyway, and actually, speaking of that, I was also thinking about Eduardo, you know, the one son. Each time we see each other, he ended up coming with me to work. I was like, oh, yeah. And I'm sorry, but I've been busy, but, you know, maybe next week I'll call you, and then we'll go, and like, no big deal. You know, and he keeps saying it, and of course nothing keeps happening, you know. And I'm okay with it now. I would have been more annoyed before, because I'm like, dude, fucking mean what you say. Stop saying the same thing if you're not going to do it. It's really annoying. But now it's like, oh, okay, I understand. And I think in Spain there is more of that going on, where things are being said out of maybe politeness, or kind of way to fill the air, but it's kind of understood that it doesn't mean anything, you know? And I'm okay with that. I still don't semantically agree with it, because words are words. You know, they have specific meaning and application. And yeah, to kind of spin that, it's kind of like saying, you know, I'm sure for some people it's impossible to be on time, but I think it's a very small handful. I remember my older sister, and if you're consistently 5 minutes late, you know, it's not like the person who gets completely lost and distracted. And though Pilar is punctual, but I can see her sometimes getting easily distracted. Like, some people can stay focused. Like, if I'm doing something, I may kind of piggyback a couple of steps, but I don't lose focus of what I'm doing. What I'm doing, it's what's most important. I have no trouble honing in. And so, yeah, it's something that I do lose respect for people who do not mean what they say or do not weigh their word intentionally. Because to me, it's also a lack of respect. Una falta de respeto, yeah? Because I believe that people in some context use words exactly as they are intended, which means exactly that. Because if not, there are consequences, or because of the seriousness, whether it's a working environment or God knows, you know, or something to do with money, you know. If you want to see how good somebody can be, put some money in there. You'll see how people are going to get this shit together. You know? Anyway. But yeah, now I don't get lost in it. You know, I like that expression. I don't lose sleep over it. It's a great expression. You know, it's like, okay, that's who you are. But then I realize, oh, okay. But then, you know, it's, we could, you know, socially here and there, and there would be no problem, you know, get together. I like him. He's a sweet guy, nice guy. It's nice to be around him. You know, the last few times I saw him, he kind of chose to come with me. So we, as I walk back toward the house, we end up walking and making a loop a little bigger to just walk and talk. And, you know, I challenged him on some stuff, but it's nice. It's friendly. It's a friendly banter. I like him. But, and I think for me, it's kind of a, well, it's kind of a circle. I mean, you know, it's not changing. It is just, oh, I know where I'm going. Oh, my goodness, I know where I'm going to go. Something that's been on mine too quite a bit, this quote from the Bible, from St. Paul. To not look for justice in the world. Be in this world, not of this world. Be in this world, but not of this world. Actually, this one is from the Gospel. I forgot which one. But the idea of not looking for justice in the world. And I kind of take it as, don't expect things on this playing field to make sense, to be rational, to be logic. They are not. You know, you don't have to necessarily behave differently, but you're going to save a lot of heartburn. Is it heartburn? You know, by not taking it seriously. Like in a full agreement, you know, don't assume, you know, don't take things personally, don't make assumption, you know, always do your best. Ooh, what's the last one? Always do your best, always act impeccably, and don't take things personally, don't make assumption. There's one more, I forgot, but anyway. So yeah, I'm getting better at managing that, gestionar ese tipo de dato. This data, dato in Spanish. So I was debating here to make my hike longer, but I'm choosing not to. It's, I mean, it's going to be about an hour anyway. It's a good walk. Wow. Dang it. You can feel the warmth. Gee whiz. Well, it's turning out to be an amazing day. So, Yeah, so I'm most likely not going to be doing much more with those guys. Guess next Tuesday I'll be going to Heine for the inspection, so I'll be maybe looking at Crocs because those are going away too. They almost shot on the bottom, so and they are too small anyway. But they've been great, you know, since last summer when I found them in Navarrete. And then I'm going to be looking for a tube. I have trouble finding a tube for to put the toothbrush in, so I'm going to look for either something that can snap over the head of a toothbrush. You know, bummer that I forgot I lost this one somewhere. You know, because I really like it, and I kind of want to protect the bristles, you know, of the brush. But that's about it, I think. I'm wondering if there was maybe something else I forgot. It's too big, Decathlon. It's like I can't. It's too much stuff. I get overwhelmed. It's like, no, I'm gonna go in and get what I want. I don't need socks. I don't need pants. I don't need shirt. I get everything. I got sunglasses. I got my mis tapones, my earplugs, yeah, mes boucles. Yes, but that will be that. And I'm not sure. Lidl. I most likely will go by Lidl. Maybe to get walnuts. Although the walnut at the Mercadona are 9 euro a kilo. 9 euro a kilo, my friend. You realize what that is? That's not even 4.5 euro a pound. I think in the US, walnut gotta be around 12, 14 euro a pound. So it's very, 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 a lot of things are quite affordable as far as produce. And that's where most of my money goes anyway. So the idea of, you know, not looking, not trying to make sense of things. Things are going to be what they are. They have their own agenda. I don't understand. But realizing if I take it seriously, if I take it to the first degree, I'm just going to be wasting a lot of breath. And it's not helping me. It's not helping anybody else. And it makes things more uncomfortable and more frustrating, more judgmental. At the same time, you know, I still judge, I still evaluate. You know, you look at things, and then I do believe, I do trust, you know, the power of observation when it comes to do you do what you say? You know, like Juan says a lot of things, but he does, you know, he still has to, yet to come. You know, it's whatever he's doing of the routine that I showed him, you know, for his neck, the thing for his back, you know, to try to kind of stretch that, to create flexibility. Which is definitely one thing where yoga shines in terms of health. But it hasn't, you know. The bright stuff, we'll see. You know, I'm not going to bring it up. It'll be, that's his deal. It'll have to be him to do that. But it's, you know, I appreciate that. It's like, yeah, I just can't take you that seriously. And that's okay. Because it makes it cooler, you know. It's not going to be as frustrating. I'm not going to be as annoyed because, like, okay, where are we now? You know, it's like, I'm being like, maybe telling him, it's like, do you realize, you know, because of what you do, I can't really take you seriously. So can you please, you know, which is such a silly, it's such a specious argument. You know, things are what they are, you know. And maybe the idea that justice is happening somewhere else, you know, it doesn't have to belong in that realm. That realm is kind of first impression is quite chaotic, but it is what it is. It is a world in which we live, and I choose to believe that there is a reason for that, and I will basically try to manage it the best way that I can. Watch out for my interest, you know, take care of myself, you know, for what's important to me. And you know, you win some, you lose some, and in the end, you die. But I do like it to be in this world, but not of this world, and to not look for justice in this world. Heck, if you don't judge, you know, I think it definitely helps with justice. Again, this idea of justice, if you don't judge. And of course, unless you're a judge, then you have to uphold justice with whatever the flavor of the day is, and depending on the political context in which you are in that kind of current situation. On the cultural, societal level, you know, but that's a different story. I'm not a judge. So for me, not judging or not condemning, you know, to know to get to that place. But of course, I judge. Of course, I weigh, I value, I compare things, and from that, you know, it doesn't necessarily mean that I'm always right on. But you can't reinvent the wheel. You can't start thinking from zero about everything, and you end up doing nothing. There's too much data. So this system of efficiency, however imperfect, still helpful. And I believe that those things which are more important, you will dedicate more attention and might be willing to explore them more and question more and actually maybe start from zero when it comes to them and believe that, well, maybe those are different. Maybe those don't fit or they require that special investigation unit. Instead of that that kind of general blanket statement, DSM, whatever it is now, 15 or whatever. You know, that's what the book says, so we'll go with that. I think in some special occasions, well, then you have that special treatment. Hold on, I got a vehicle here coming behind me. Oh, it's a quad. Move the other with the helmet, the snow goggles. Having a little fun with his toy. Quad. I don't know what you call them here. I don't know what quads are called. Actually, in French, neither in French do I know what they're called. Anyway, beautiful day to go out. Ah, of course! That's why people are on dirt bike today. I'm like, what's going on? It's a Wednesday, but it's a holiday. Yeah, it's in Dia Festival. So actually, there was a sign on Dia. It's closed today, the grocery store, when I went last night to get the chapstick. I would have gotten another one of those sheep cheese, but the sale was off. I said it was one more day, but the sale was over. So I missed that. But I may still get some. I like it. It's a nice flavor. It's kind of a dry cheese. I like it. Curado. Curado. What would you call that in... you have semi-curado. Curado in English. What would you call it? Something that's left a long time to mature. I can't think of it in English, the word. But anyway, curado. Semi-curado. You know, it's... not quite a strong flavor, but I like it. I like that. I like the strong flavor cheese. Or maybe I'll just stop. You know, I got this one. It was on sale. I'm really enjoying it, but maybe when there's no sale, maybe you're like, yeah, it's okay. You don't have to have the cheese. Not a big deal. I don't feel like I'm getting healthier, or it's not like a necessity, let's just say. You know, I feel like I'm challenging enough my health scale with my one egg a day, you know. And the fish, no, I don't really have, I'm not that concerned about it. I mean, not only is it very little, it's around 30 grams, you know, around 60 grams a week. That is nothing. But what am I do? Yesterday I boiled a kind of steam poached. It didn't cover it, so it kind of covered maybe a quarter of the piece of salmon, so it goes very quickly. But I think if I do that, get that again, I think I might just cook it in oil. I don't put any salt, nothing. I just water, vapor, you know, nature, natural. Al natural, al vapor, casi al vapor, eh? Steam. I don't know what you call poached. Immersar, to immerse, I don't know. Anyway. But yeah, it's just kind of like, And I'm like, well, dude, when you're eating oatmeal, you freaking put flavor in there. So next time, yeah, a little bit of salt, a little bit of pepper, a little bit of oil, you know, get it nice. I used to love to crisp the skin of the salmon. So I would fillet the salmon, take the skin off, and I would fry the skin to a crisp. And you could make it like on top of it, it was just such a surprise because it's so crunchy. You know, and you don't realize, you know, you can get skin like that. Of course, without the scale, it's nuts. Anyway, so why did I bring that cheese? Anyway, I don't know. So I'm on my way down now on the road. It's beautiful, the light, spreading all the way through, only interrupted by those the trunks of the pine trees and those branches. But yeah, it's really beautiful day. Beautiful day. I am mindful. I don't want to sweat too much because I just put a new shirt last night. So I go with 2 days for each shirt.